a question of ethics. Am I committed, even rightfully expected by Al Warren, to keep silent his correspondence with Steve Kane, our Harvard Law School registrar, Charles Ogletree, the object of his scorn, and me, accidentally included, according to Al Warren, a Freudian slip as he hit the key. Am I committed by some collegial code to keep his secrecy, his desire not to expose his message, and therefore constraint on his recipients not to disclose theirs? Or do I have a higher duty to my class, to whom I have committed a captain's journal? Ah, Al Warren.
You've been here since yesterday?
Amazing. How are you?
I'm fine. If Charles is upstairs, I'm going to go shake his hand.
I'm recording.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually waiting here for Charles.
Oh,
what I'm doing.
You see him, tell him I was going to go look for him, but since he's not there, tell him to come in and I'll shake his hand when he comes. Or I'll leave before I go to my class and come shake his hand.
Somehow you're going to have to really seek him out.
I
appreciated that. But somehow it's not going to be leave a message and he comes sees me.
No, I'll go see him again. I'm happy to go see him. But I'll go see him before I come to my class.
So, Al, it's fortuitous that you're here, because
yes.
I was just debating with myself, thinking about it as, well, as many things, but at least as a problem in privilege and evidence.
Yes.
Whether I'm obliged to you by collegial bond to keep secret our correspondence, as you suggested in your email message to me.
You mean our correspondence or my correspondence with Charles?
Whatever I've come to knowledge by reason of inclusion, whether by Freudian slip or otherwise.
Right. Okay, I just want to make sure. I don't think you're obliged in any legal sense to do anything.
Ethical.
I think the honorable thing.
Yes.
Would be.
This is Al Warren, professor of tax.
Yes, well, we know there's no honor at all. I would think the honorable thing would be not to further email that was clearly intended to be sent only to the people who are addressees without the permission of other people. I wouldn't send email that was sent to me by you that was clearly intended only to be sent to me, to somebody else. It wasn't a public document. So I think it's an ethical and moral question, which I'll be happy to debate with you, but I have a class.
No, but I have a question before
yes,
you go.
Sir.
Perhaps you can fill me in later on. What is your evidence that it was so intended? What is your evidence that my inclusion was a mistake of no consequence?
Oh, I see. Rather than sort of a Freudian attempt to get it publicized somehow?
Whatever the reason.
That my only evidence, you mean your name in particular?
Yes, you have put me in possession
yes,
of a powerful story.
My only evidence of that is that in my, and I'm happy to, if you, as a person who wants to verify the evidence, you're welcome to come to my office anytime and look at my Eudora list, which has people in alphabetical order, and Nesson occurs right before Ogletree, and I meant to push Ogletree, and obviously I pushed both Nesson and Ogletree, so that I didn't send it to Tribe or Wolfman, because they are not directly next to it. So it was a complete mistake. And as I said, I didn't even notice it, and was puzzled by why you got it. As I also my other further evidence is when I heard from you, I said, "How'd you know about my message?" Because I never even knew I'd send it to you. So I thought I'd only pushed Ogletree.
So that's your story.
That's my story.
And that's the evidence. It depends entirely on your assertion of the reality, even though it's possible to imagine many others.
No, it doesn't depend solely on my assertion of reality. You can look at the list and see if they're in the alphabetical order.
Could my class look at the list?
No.
This is an evidence problem.
Your class can look at the list, but not see the email. I'm happy to have you. Sure. You want me to send you the list? I'll be happy to send you the list.
My question is even the ethical one. Can I share this with my class?
Which?
This problem of privilege that I...
You can share the problem of privilege, but not the email. You'll turn it off, I'll tell you why.
Hey, Al, you're going to be a star.
I apologize to the members of the Harvard community, including my faculty, colleagues, students, and staff, who were in any way inconvenienced by this event. I encourage all students who have classes this morning to attend them and not let this event be hindrance in any way to your education. Reverend Jackson's speech will be webcast on the Syracuse website, and you'll be able to review the speech in its entirety at your convenience. So, is there anyone here who's going to admit that they're missing tax appropriations this morning?
Who's going to admit they're missing evidence?
Charlie doesn't have actually a 1 minute comment before I introduce Reverend Jackson. Charlie?
My class begins at 8:30.
In?
Austin East, right next door. We're trying to get this piped in at the moment.
We webcast there too.
I did want to say something before I go.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry not to be able to stay for this, because I'm eager to hear Jesse Jackson's message. He is an emissary to a very wide audience, to and from. I want to hear his input on this question of September 11. Where do we go from here? I'd like also to offer a message to him from Harvard Law School to take back to his audience. Solomon's sword. We believe in the law. We meet our enemies as we meet our friends. Both hands open. In one hand, justice. In the other, learning. Knowledge. Veritas. Name of Harvard. We want to get that message out. I was born in 1939. In my youth, perhaps myth of my boyhood, America was a dream, an ideal for oppressed peoples all over the world. As I grew, I watched America besmirch its character, become commercial. I watched the .com domain inflate, while the .edu and .org domains remained weak and puny. We now want to light that message up, get it to your audience. It's a message of peace. It says that seeing a problem from another's point of view tends toward understanding, moderation. And moderation is a path to peace. Solomon's sword, the word of the Lord of Law. We believe in it. We represent it at Harvard Law School. Thank you, Tree.
Thank you, Charles. It's an honor and privilege to have Reverend Jackson here to speak at this special session of Syracuse. And he is no stranger to this.
Nothing happened. You
go for broke. My mom used to tell me that what you say in the taxi on the way home doesn't count. Good morning, Peter.
Are you going to watch that in here?
I'd love to have the feed.
Okay, I mean, you can do it.
I take it if I've got the feed, I can control it the way I control any other feed, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Good.
I think it was on your laptop, the